It is March 7th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. We made a couple of changes to JLN this morning. We have introduced a Ukraine invasion section for news directly related to that conflict. Secondly, we moved the wellness exchange section down by ESG. We hope the Ukraine invasion section is very temporary, although this conflict is having wide-ranging effects on our markets and relationships. The pandemic is waning in some parts of the developed world, but raging in other parts, including Hong Kong. China is seeing an impact from the Hong Kong flare-up, the largest number since the Wuhan outbreak. Hong Kong is seeing a record number of people leave, Bloomberg reported. The Financial Times has a special report this morning on exchange-traded funds. The description of the report is trendy ETFs remain in fashion despite hits from market falls, plus flight to safe haven runs its own risk. Themed funds accused of being a bull market fad. BlackRock funds ride high on ethical investment inflows. Here are the stories from the FT's Exchange Traded Fund special report. Fund followers struggle to capture value of fickle fashion despite their patchy performance. Thematic strategies with plausible narratives are proliferating. Trendy funds remain in fashion despite hits from market falls. Global listings of thematic ETFs have surged since 2020 despite their investment risks. BlackRock funds ride high on ethical investment inflows. Younger investors who manage their own accounts drive demand for ESG-themed funds. Watchdogs divide over opening up retail risk of crypto funds. Global financial hubs are divided on encouraging access to disruptive virtual assets. Flight to Safe Haven Fund runs its own risk. Investors are seeking to protect portfolios against inflation and geopolitical risk. Thematic ETFs tend to launch just before a steep fall in returns. Research finds tailored funds have a poor record of returns despite their strategy's appeal. Trading Technologies has open positions to fill in Chicago, London, Pune, and Ahmedabad. They have internships available too. You can search for available jobs with the link in today's newsletter. Memex reported it hit new market share and volume records in February, including a market share of 4.74% on February 25th and with a notional value of $35.7 billion on February 24th. Carolyn Corgan O'Hare has joined Stable as Vice President, Head of Marketing. She formerly was the Head of Brand and Digital Marketing at Intercontinental Exchange, where she had also been Director of Energy Marketing. Corgan O'Hare has also spent 18 years at Bloomberg. She joined Stable, the innovative startup that provides risk management tools for commodities that don't have listed derivatives. Stable won the Innovator Competition at FIA Expo. Welcome to Stable, Carolyn. Caitlin Tucker has been promoted to Senior Director of Communications at Cboe Global Markets. Congratulations, Caitlin. Mike Bickford is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Mike was at the American Stock Exchange when I first met him in the early 2000s. He also worked for OCC and NYSE regulation more recently before retiring in March 2020, which sounds like a good time to do that. Thank you to Mike and all who have given and all who have yet to give to help support our efforts to preserve industry history and educate the next generation of industry professionals and market participants. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video again. Iwanaga Moriyuki. President and CEO of the Osaka Exchange, updated John Lothian News about several important exchange initiatives at Japan Exchange Group in an interview over Zoom last week. He spoke with John Lothian, that's me, from Tokyo, with an image of the Osaka Exchange projected behind him, and gave JLN an exclusive interview. Iwanaga spoke about the new derivatives trading platform for Tokyo Commodity Exchange, TOCOM, and OSE, JGATE 3.0, and launched last September, and how it has improved the markets. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the spread and Alex Perry's Optiontopia. Alex Perry's Optiontopia takes a look at this week's options news and highlights. Russian stocks deemed nearly worthless. S&P Global merges with IHS Market CME to launch micro-sized Bitcoin Ether futures options. Term of the week, what can options do from Euronext? You can watch all of this on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Congressional Research Service. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, new financial and trade sanctions. On February 24th, Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. On February 26th, the leaders of the European Commission, the European Union's main executive body, France, Germany, Italy, the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States, announced that specific Russian banks will be removed from the SWIFT, Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, financial messaging system, as well as measures to prevent the Russian Central Bank from accessing a portion of its international reserves. Between February 22nd and February 25th, the United States and its allies also expanded sanctions on Russian sovereign debt. Russia's two largest banks, Sberbank and VTB, which account for about 50% of banking assets in Russia, and technology exports to Russia, among other targets. For more on U.S. and allied responses to Russia's invasion, see CRS Insight IN 11869, Russia's Invasion of Ukraine, Overview of U.S. and International Sanctions and Other Responses, and CRS Insight 11866, Russia's Invasion of Ukraine, NATO Responses. My comment, here's a source the congressional leaders in the U.S. are getting for this crisis. Here's a story from the FT. Putin's war on Ukraine is taking a grave human toll. Humanitarian crisis requires aid for trapped civilians and refugees. Russian forces are deploying medieval siege tactics against their Ukrainian neighbors, encircling cities and cutting them off, then relentlessly bombarding them. Russian troops are accused of repeatedly violating ceasefires this weekend intended to allow the evacuation of civilians. By Sunday, the UN Rights Office put confirmed civilian deaths at 364. My comment, are we ready for the humanitarian crisis? No, but you would be surprised at how many people are willing to step up and help. Here's a story from the New York Times. Putin picked the wrong country to mess with. For months, Ukraine worried and agonized about a potential invasion. But in just over 1 week of hellish war, Ukrainians revealed themselves to be some of the bravest people in the world. Against Russia's full-scale assault, civilians across the country have been courageously, even terrifyingly, defiant. There's the man who stood in front of a Russian tank pushing against it to stop it from advancing. And the man who picked up an unexploded mine from the road with his bare hands and carried it deep into a forest with a cigarette in his mouth. My comment, there's something to be said for protecting your homeland. The Ukrainians are tough and very smart, resourceful people. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. How to tell news fact from fiction. Even during a war, people have been sharing information about the war in Ukraine on social media without verifying it. News literacy tactics taught in school can benefit many of us. The challenge of determining the credibility of online news has gotten a lot harder. Russia's invasion of Ukraine unfolding in real time on traditional and social media has demonstrated that anyone can be misled. A media professor publicly put himself in the penalty box after retweeting a pair of out-of-context photos on Ukraine, as well as a false report on Russia's progress in Kiev. It's very easy to get caught up in the emotions of war, David Carroll, associate professor of media design at Parsons School of Design, said. Photos in two of his retweets weren't part of the current crisis, he said, and perhaps he should have first tried to search the images in Google. I was retweeting well-respected, verified people, he added. My comment, this should be a class taught to every kid in school. Here's a press release from RSM. 2021 RSM Classic raises more than $5.5 million for children and family-focused charitable organizations. Tournament has raised nearly $29 million for those in need since 2010. RSM US LLP, the nation's leading provider of tax, audit, and consulting services focused on the middle market and the title sponsor of the RSM Classic, an official PGA Tour event hosted by the Davis Love Foundation, is pleased to announce that the 12th annual RSM Classic, November 15th to 21st, 2021, raised $5,580,325 for children and family-focused charitable organization. That brings the grand total raised for those in need through the tournament since its inception in 2010 to $28,869,523. My comment, RSM, thank you. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story on Friday was The Problem with Jon Stewart, YouTube, How Redditors Exposed the Stock Market. Placing second was Bloomberg, The Bond King's Genius Was No Match for His Ego. Reporting by MarketWatch on Stewart's interview with the SEC was the third most read story on Friday. MarketWatch, they crowdsource a way of rooting out corruption. Jon Stewart praises Reddit apes in interview with SEC's Gensler. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from FT. The headline, Financial System Withstands First Week of Russia Sanctions, Global Funding Markets Weather Pressure as Stocks Fall and Commodity Prices Rise. The unprecedented economic sanctions imposed on Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine represented a calculated risk. The U.S., the EU, and other governments moved in the face of warnings that their actions could foul up the short-term lending markets that underpin global finance. So far, the worst fears of market participants have not materialized. Measures of short-term borrowing stress have risen, but remain well below the levels of past crises, and Federal Reserve facilities set up during the pandemic to help foreign central banks access dollars have been little used. Here's another story, this from the FT. Ukraine reveals nature of war in age of weaponized networks. The scale and speed of interconnection is quickening the pace of armed conflicts, not replacing them. The British author Norman Angell argued in 1910 that war was obsolete because of economic interdependence between countries. More recently, political scholars including Robert Keohane and Joseph Nye have made the case that global networks of interdependence would have a pacifying effect. A century ago, those networks included steamships, railroads, and the telegraph system. Today, they include financial markets, multinational supply chains, and the internet. And then finally, a story from Bloomberg. Bankers are abandoning Hong Kong as Beijing and COVID remake the city. More and more of the white-collar professionals who helped shape Hong Kong believe its best days are over. In Hong Kong's affluent mid-levels in the subtropical foothills of Victoria Peak, the talk today among well-heeled expatriates inevitably turns to one subject: who will be the next to leave? Down the mile-long escalator in the skyscrapered Central Business District, the quiet exodus is gaining momentum. A few bankers at Citigroup, Inc., a few more at JPMorgan Chase & Company, Morgan Stanley, and HSBC Holdings PLC. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.